under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday, March 28th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you ever want to get a hold of me, that's the best way, the only way to get a hold of me. I greatly appreciate that. Please be on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, stories from Lansing, things that are happening around the state of Michigan as we head into this holiday, most holy weekend. Dave Ajima sent me a YouTube video. I believe it's two sisters singing the song Hallelujah. But they wrote new words to it to make it specific to Easter, Good Friday, and of course Easter Sunday coming. Absolutely fantastic, phenomenal rendition. And the thing of it is, I think it's something that we need as a country. I think it's something we need as a world population to understand exactly what happened on Good Friday, which, of course, tomorrow, and Easter Sunday, and exactly what does it mean for us. Now, I find it kind of interesting. If you have any Gmail accounts for your email, if you've ever used the calendar function, I use it for the show. All of our guests are lined up, stored there, so I know who to contact to add into the show. At the top of each day at midnight, they post legal holidays. Easter Sunday's there, but for this Friday, nothing for Good Friday. It's not a legal holiday. I get it. But a lot of businesses give people the afternoons off. Many people go to church on Friday. Many people go to church on Sunday, this Easter Sunday. Well, this song, if you're not able to go to church on Good Friday, this song is something that you need to hear and also read along, because they put the script kind of like a karaoke video of them facing each other singing the song with their words that they wrote. If you would like the link to this YouTube video that Dave Ageman sent to me, text me song. It really touched my heart, and I am so thankful that Dave and Barb shared it with me. And oh, by the way, thank you very much for the wonderful steak dinner with salad yesterday when I was coming back from Battle Creek. Had some very productive meetings in Battle Creek. Got rescanned by Missy. Greatly appreciate you guys so much. Text me song, I'll send it to you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Got 27 text messages requesting the song. I'm going to be sending those out here shortly. But joining us on the line right now is Rich Foley. He's hooked up with Generac, and we want to talk about a couple of things this morning. If you have any questions for Rich, send me a text message, 231-360-5140. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning to your listeners.
I got probably last week after you were on the show with me, I think it was probably 8 or 10 text messages, people asking about pricing. And I said, well, you need to get a hold of Rich because there's different sizes of these whole house backup generators, different installation. It's all kinds of variables, and you really need to talk to Rich. So I forwarded your phone number to some folks. My first question that I wanted to ask right out of the gate, because so many people are a little confused as to what a Generac is and exactly what it does. Can you explain to people how this is a whole house, completely mounted, permanently mounted? It's not something they have to take in and out of the garage. And exactly how does it operate?
Okay, well, the first thing is that it's an engine that produces electricity, okay? And okay. So kind of like your car engine, and this either is set up for propane or natural gas, okay? So that's why when you lose your power, that's why this comes on 30 seconds later and runs off your propane tank or your natural gas. So you're never going to have to worry about filling up a portable generator or anything like that. And so what happens is that as soon as the system senses the power from your power company is off, 30 seconds later, it automatically switches over to the Generex. And then after the power comes back on from your power provider, it runs for an additional 5 minutes to make sure it's a stable source. Because, you know, a lot of people know that the power comes back on for a minute or two and then goes right back off for, because they're working on the lines and stuff.
Even sometimes it flickers. Right. It's like there for a second and then it's gone again.
Right. Well, and with the winds this week, I had a number of calls from people that had flickering of their lights, which is a sign that they're going to lose their power, you know, and then right. Of course they did lose it. And, you know, it's very frustrating to be sitting there in the dark. You feel almost helpless, you know. A flashlight might get you to the bathroom, but, if your well pump doesn't run it makes it difficult to flush the toilet more than once, you know.
Right.
God help you if you don't have any power for 4 or 5 days or a week or whatever. And people really want to be protected. You know, this is something that you add to your house and they basically fully installed, they go from between $10,000 and $15,000 on an average house. And
okay,
you finance
on an average.
That, yeah, and you finance that through the Michigan Saves Program, nice low interest, no money down. Yeah, you got a payment, $150 to $250 a month. And so it's super affordable, and it's the greatest investment you could have. I had a customer, he was a undersheriff, in Sheboygan County. He told me when I was out to his house I was out there actually on a well connect, but he told me that the Generex was the best thing they had ever bought, because they live in the woods and they used to lose their power. They were at the end of consumer's power line They would lose their power and it could be days before it came back on. And he said the peace of mind, people think $10,000 seems like a lot of money, but he says, it's the best thing I ever bought.
Right. Right.
And so, especially when you can finance it, you're just adding to the value of your house. You're going to get that money back when you sell the place or I had another customer over in Charlevoix, and they have they rent their house as a vacation rental.
Oh yeah.
And they get a lot of money for it. And consequently, when they lost power, they had to refund the people the money that they had because they had the people had to go get a hotel in another town, and so it cost them thousands of dollars in refund And if they had the Generex, there'd been no refund involved, you know?
Exactly, exactly. Now, one other aspect to this, I have a text message just came in. There's an app that you can get on your cell phone, and you might want to consider downloading this app. It's a decibel meter where you can actually, you know, put it up to a device and actually see the decibel rating as to how loud it is. He says, has Rich done this? And if so, how loud are these units? Because you mentioned it's like a car engine, but typically how loud, what's the decibel rating on these units? Do you have that information?
I don't have that information. I'll have it next week when we talk.
Okay.
But let's put it this way. You know, I've stood right next to it with it running and not even, not even noticing that it was running. So, I mean,
two people could be standing outside next to it and carry on a conversation without even having to yell.
No problem at all.
Okay, very good. Maybe
and when we place it in a person's house, we never put it any closer than 6 foot to a window.
Okay.
And that we found that 6 foot is enough of a distance that people don't even know it's running.
Got it. So it's very quiet. Now, one other question just came in. Do I have to go downstairs and switch anything over in my circuit breaker panel when I lose power, or does that unit, is it wired in the house in such a way that it automatically switches from the power company over to the Generac?
Well, what happens is that we put a box called a switch, and that in the box is about 2 foot long and about a foot wide, and we run the power from the power company into this switch box that we mount on the outside of the house. Then it goes into your house. So we're doing everything on the outside of the house. Nothing, you don't have to do anything. It's all automatic.
Okay. So the switch box itself is mounted outside, like perhaps near the meter, the electric meter?
Right next to the meter, right.
Okay. So the power from the company goes into the box. Out of the box, you feed the circuit breaker panel downstairs or in the garage, wherever it is. So there's no function that has to, the people don't have to do anything. It's basically all automatic.
No, it's 100% automatic. And, you know, say you're on vacation and you lose power. This unit actually tells you that the unit is turned on from the standpoint of you lost power. It gives you a notification on your phone. And
okay.
So, but, you know, can you imagine, you know, here you're on a nice little vacation for a week or two and you lost power, a tree came down in your yard, so really wasn't affecting other people. It was just affecting your house. Well, you get home. You get home and discover that your freezer, everything that you have in your house that was needed to be cold, refrigerator, freezer, all that stuff is rotted. And of course, nothing worse in a freezer than rotted meat. The smell, a lot of people have to get rid of their freezer.
I got another text message, Christian Marcus. He said, I paid for the extended warranty and the service warranty. Glad I did. No questions asked. They showed up right away and took care of the problem. So very good. And this company, I want to get clarification on this, Rich. This is a local company up here in northern Michigan that you're affiliated with.
Yeah, it's called Dash Electric, and they're right across the street from the state police post in Gaylord. And so they're backed up by Wolverine Power, where they do all our after-sale service. And they have, I don't even know exactly how many service technicians, but a lot of trucks. And they do all the maintenance, you know, because we'd like to have everyone have their unit serviced once a year. There's oil in the unit, and you want to make sure that the oil is up to snuff and everything.
Fresh.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. But,
absolutely.
You know, it's...
Got another text message. How far away from the house can it be installed? Does it have to be within 6 feet, or can it be installed a little further away?
No, it can. It could be in a, you know, out. Say you have an outbuilding, a barn or whatever. It could be outside of that. It's wherever the power is. We want to put it close to wherever the power is coming in into the house. That's the,
okay.
It's just cheaper because, you know, copper wire is expensive. And so
sure.
the shorter distance that you go, you're going to save money.
Yeah, I got another text message. Is this unit insured or able to be insured on the homeowner's insurance policy? Wondering if they ever get stolen, and if so, what can be done to prevent them from being stolen?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, the units all have anti-theft built into them, so they never could be, if they were stolen, they would never run without the customers. You try to move it to another spot, it has a device in it that won't allow it to run. So no use stealing it, because you're never going to be able to run it.
Interesting. So it actually has a theft program built right into it. So if it's removed from the original installation, the machine itself knows not to operate if it gets moved somewhere else.
Yep, and you have to have a licensed technician come out that puts the new code in for the new address. Plus,
gotcha.
They want to keep track of all the units Generex does to you know, for service. You know,
right.
So that's another. They don't want it to you have it, it you know at one house and then move it to another house without knowing where it is for service.
Got it.
So,
question just came in. Is there an app for Generac itself so that you can, like on the Well Connect unit, we have a logger where we can pull it up on our phones and we can actually look at the operation of the Well Connect unit. Do they have a similar app like that for the Generac unit?
Yes, and that's standard with every unit.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Let me see.
And Randy, the other thing a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, we install these all the way up to the Sioux and over to Marquette and all the way down to just outside of Detroit. So, you know, we cover a long distance and you know, it's we're very quick on the stick to get them installed for you.
Yes,
so,
and also
I can tell you the weather's going to change.
Well, I want to mention too, Rich does come out and do a free home inspection. And if you're also interested in a combo package, we have hooked up with Rich to offer you guys both a Well Connect and a Generac. And we can get that financed, both of them together through the Michigan Saves program. So, yeah, the weather is changing. Look at the wind. We had flickers in the studio this week just a few times, and we're on Great Lakes Energy, usually very reliable. So give Rich a phone call or a text message. His number is 989-306-3656. Again, the number 989-306-3656. Rich, we appreciate you doing this for us, saving money and protecting people. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, and I want to wish everybody a good Friday and a happy Easter with their families.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.